episode 2, season 2 of the Jaw Dropping Podcast. I'm here with John.
Hello there.
And Will.
Hello there.
How are we doing, fine sirs? Have you had a good week?
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, it's not working, so that's good.
I had to pay £2,200 for a new boiler in one of my Birmingham houses blew up, so...
Oh, no.
That was good times. So, that, and then we just happened to book a holiday the same day. So, yeah, that took a bit of a dent to the old Walito.
Oh, where did you book?
Only, is it... Oh, fucking hell, I want to say...
Only the Bahamas.
Yeah. Now, is it Future Ventura? I've never been.
It's just Future Ventura, yeah, it's nice.
Can get out nice. Somewhere. Because obviously I've missed fucking stag do in... where was I going? Bulgaria. I've missed going to LA, and New York ain't going to happen, so...
What when have you booked for?
October. Don't ask me the date because I don't know. Jody booked it. I just threw money at her.
October.
Which is funnily enough how we met. No, joke. She's not the stripper.
So do you feel therefore confident that by that time? I suppose we can go abroad now, but will you feel safe enough to go abroad at that time? Do you think?
Yeah. I'd go anywhere. I'd go to New York if it was going. I mean, there wouldn't be shit open.
No, but that's an interesting one, considering America is in such a state. I'm not sure I'd particularly want to go to America at the moment.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like New York at the minute isn't too bad, but other states, yeah, they are through the roof. Like Florida got shut down. But yes, anyway. Let's get on with this podcast, shall
we? Okay, so we got sent an email from the missus, so from Laura, and she's given us some strange laws that there are in America. I think there's six in total. Okay, so the first one, if you own any chickens in Quitman, Georgia, it is illegal to let any of them cross the road.
Well, I imagine... It's not good for traffic, let's be honest. I mean, you're driving down the road, you see a chicken cross the road, you don't ask it why. You just hit it, don't you? Do you know what I mean? Full pound.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to hit a chicken. Granted, it wouldn't be the worst thing to hit in terms of the animal kingdom.
Yeah, but like
I mean, John, we all know what happens when you hit a badger.
Oh, mate.
But I can understand why they wouldn't do it. I remember, I don't know if I've ever told you this story, I remember while being at university in Swansea, I was walking along the waterfront, which is along the beach, and I saw a car that stopped at a traffic light, and in the bottom front grate of this car was a pheasant. It was literally like fucking embedded in this car. And I looked at the driver, and we both made eye contact with each other. And I sort of made almost like I was like, oh dear, sort of that sort of face. And he just looked at me and just shook his head. I was like, oh, you know you've hit that bird.
And pretty hard for it to be lodged in the grill.
And pretty hard for it to be lodged in the grill.
Yeah, we hit a pigeon on the way to work the other day. Jody was driving and the BMW, the grill opens when you get in like 70. And we hit this fucking pigeon at 70. And we had to pull over at the station to see if it then done any damage. It hadn't done any damage, but I had to pick bits of pigeon out of the grill.
Yeah, that's gnarly.
What? I was like, damn, sorry son.
I've never hit an animal in a car. I'm touching plenty of wood because I'm driving tomorrow, so I won't do it then. But I think I might have like clipped a bird once, but I don't think I've ever hit an animal properly.
The first day I passed my driving test, the first drive and 5 minutes into it, coming down Green Hill, I hit a bird. It hit my windscreen. Bang, shit me up. And then Green Hill's not a good lane for me. Yeah, like you said about the
badger.
Coming down that I was a bit late for work, so I was coming down there about 45, 50, not going to lie. And this badger ran out. And there was literally nothing I could do. And it was a fat badger. And I hit the thing. And the noise it made, it was like, thudunk. And then all we heard was like a spray of blood. And I was like, oh. Anyway, when I fucking got to where I meet the boys to go to work, I looked at my car and it smashed the bumper. And then it dented the radiator grill. and it had taken half the bottom, like the mesh of the fucking thing. I was like, oh my God, it nearly ripped off my car, mate. It was ridiculous. Not pleasant.
Okay, so law number two. In Florida, it is illegal to pass wind in a public place after 6 p.m.
Is there no reason why the chickens can't cross the road or what?
It's just one of the laws that's been given to me. I don't know.
You don't know why?
Look into them.
Sorry, that one again. I was not listening.
So in Florida, it's illegal to pass wind in a public place after 6 p.m. on Thursdays.
Is that like God's day or something? Is that the day that Jesus reincarnated? Or was he on a Thursday?
Just, why would that mean you can't pass wind?
I don't know. They have to, it's America, isn't it? They've got Donald Trump.
To be fair to John, it is America.
Yeah.
They just make up rules.
Yeah, that seems like wildly specific, I suppose. Mm.
Do they do a curry night on Thursdays? Is that what I think it's going to be worth? Very, very.
The next one.
I would be fascinated to find out if that's like a blanket law, as in if... I know that it's been given as specifically after 6 p.m. on a Thursday, but it seems madly specific. I'd be very surprised if it wasn't 6 p.m. on a Friday, 6 p.m. on a Saturday, 6 p.m. on a Sunday as well. But there we go.
It might be that the law was passed that it was originally on Thursdays, and then maybe... I don't know. So in Arizona, it is illegal to have a sleeping donkey in your bathtub after 7 p.m.
This is what I mean.
Are you sure these are real, though? Are you sure your missus wasn't just massively high and just decided to write words?
Just for a bit of a laugh. Why would you have a sleeping donkey in your bathtub whenever? I mean, we're not in the fucking baby Jesus times. We don't just have a horde of donkeys just fucking chilling in our gaffs.
Yeah, and why would it be in a bathtub?
And if you're going to put it anywhere, put it in the fucking living room, or at least make good work out of it and train it to cook in the kitchen. That way your missus gets a day off, do you know what I mean?
I'm not passing comment on that. I'm not passing comment.
Yeah, so I've just been Googling. There's some weird laws about bathtubs in America. Like,
I've got a list up, mate.
It's illegal to keep donkeys in bathtubs. Arizona, it's okay to let your donkey stand in the tub. However, it can't sleep in the bathtub.
And do they say what?
No. Massachusetts is against the law in the Bay State to go to bed without taking a bath first.
What? It's against the law? Hang on.
It is illegal to place alligators in bathtubs. I'm pretty sure
that should be a blanket thing, I think. I think you shouldn't have an alligator anywhere in your house because, let's be honest, they're a bit temperamental. I mean, unless you're like using its nose as a fucking doorstop. Because obviously it can't clamp open. But yeah, you might just wake up and it's like that one that we had on here where he was trying to ring the fucking doorbell. Alligators are crafty, mate. And I've seen the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Ninja Turtles? That's a completely different parody.
That sounds like some really, really low budget, awful knockoff porn.
There's any porn
the weird cartoon porn.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Poon.
Yeah. Oh shit. Oh, that's funny.
Okay, these ones aren't in America, these next three.
Thank God.
So in Samoa, it is illegal to forget your wife's birthday.
Well, I would be fucked.
I think of several people that would be fairly fucked.
Like, I've had to set things on my phone like a month and then 2 weeks before just reminding me.
Where is Samoa? Is it Samoa? Africa?
No. Samoa is a Pacific island, so it's kind of close to Australia, New Zealand sort of area. It's like Tonga and Samoa. It's that sort of area.
What's the next language over there?
I think there's a language which is Samoan.
Is it?
Samoan, I think so.
Language. Yeah, it sounds about right. I've just got the UFC. It looks beautiful. I want to go there. Samoa looks incredible.
Yes, it is. It's quite a nice island, but it would take you a very, very, very long time to get there, I would imagine.
Yeah, the Seychelles.
You could fly there. Yeah. I don't really know how you'd even get to Samoa, to be honest. You probably have to fly to, you might be able to get a direct. I don't know, because they're not going to have a massive airport, are they? So you probably have to go to, like, Australia and then get get a smaller plane to fly there. I can't imagine it's a very typical...
Tinbird. Yeah. Tinbird and then a metal floaty thing.
Yeah, you might have to take a boat. It's true.
That just reminded me, though, you could... if there's this geezer that I was listening to a podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
There's a guy that ran 100 miles on a treadmill.
Yeah.
Right. He did 100 miles just running on a road and was doing every mile at 7:19, which is madness. And then on the treadmill, he did 100 miles. Every mile was like 7 minutes for 100 miles.
That's ridiculous.
100 fucking miles. He could run to Samoa.
I'm just going to let you know, John, Samoa's longer than 100 miles.
Well, just plank him 100 miles away and then he can run the rest of the way. But that brings me on to another point. Does anyone know how Dynamo walked on the River Thames? Because I reckon he did Bruce Almighty shit.
No, there was like a plastic Perspex platform underneath the water. I've seen like a myth-busting thing on it.
I saw that the other day.
The one thing they can't explain is how the boat manages to pass behind him.
Yeah, that was cool, but that could have been camera trickery.
Yeah. Unless the platforms went up and down. I don't know. Next one. Yeah. In Switzerland, you're not allowed to flush the toilet after 10 p.m. as it is considered noise pollution.
Oh, fuck off. I'm not letting my shit brew overnight, mate. You know, have you ever done that by accident? Taken a dump and forgotten? No,
I can't say I've not done it.
Or you know the ones where you've definitely flushed it and you come back half an hour and it's crept back.
Yeah. I know that.
Yeah, but it's like someone's gone to the toilet and not used any toilet paper because it's never the toilet paper that's there. It's just
the,
like,
shit.
The poo.
Just walk way back.
When I was at university in my first year, we had for several days a demon poo, and it was a poo that was in one of the toilets, and we didn't know who had done it. Well, we did, but they weren't admitting it. So we knew who had done it, but it was and we couldn't flush it.
You just wouldn't.
We tried flushing. We tried bleaching. I toyed with doing a shit on the shit and seeing whether that would help flush it.
But hopefully the weight would push it down.
In the end, I had to basically use a bog brush and
break it
down in the toilet. And it was the fucking foulest, rottenest thing I've ever done. God. And I then went into our outer window and fucking flung the bog brush into a forest. Because I was like, I'm not having this anywhere near my fucking flat anymore. It was rancid. It was not a good day for me, that.
Does that not say, sort of come under the category of fly tipping?
Nah, not even got shit on it.
Yeah. It's biodegradable.
Nature. It was a wooden one, wasn't it, Lou? It was for Lou? Fucking hell, mate. Who the hell's Lou?
How many beers you no, it was it was wooden. Obviously. Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, and the demon shit. That was an interesting episode at university.
Jesus Christ. Jesus. Oh, well.
And the last law I have for you. Water guns are banned in Cambodia. The government feared they would cause unrest.
No, I'm not necessarily surprised by that, because I think Cambodia has got a relatively high crime rate / murder rate.
Okay.
And anything that is shaped like a weapon, I would imagine, would cause uncertainty. It's like in America. You go around with a BB gun in America, and they are going to shoot you.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that reminds me of a video I saw this week. Oh, it was heinous, bro. Have you seen it? So there was a guy in America, and... he was a white gentleman, and he was in a hotel, but he was there with his missus, and they were there for business purposes. He was an exterminator, and he had a pellet gun in his room, and someone had obviously seen him bringing it in and felt threatened, called the police. They come to the hotel, and he's coming back from somewhere, and he's actually in the hotel, in the hallway, and he comes around the corner, and the police are like, "Stop." He's like, "Get your fucking hands on the ground." So like, they both get on the floor.
Yeah.
And basically, the guy is doing everything the policeman says. And he's like, "You're not doing as I fucking tell you. I fucking told you. If you don't listen to me, I will shoot you." So anyway, he's like absolutely shitting himself, this guy. His missus gets, like, they cuff her and, like, she gets taken away. And then this guy is still there. And the guy, there's about three of them with a gun on it. And they're like, "Cross your legs." So he crosses his legs. And then they're like, get up to your knees. And he uncrosses his legs to get up to his knees. And they're like, fucking cross your legs. You move one more time, we're going to shoot you. And he gets up to his knees. And they're like, right, now crawl towards us. Bearing in mind, he's still got his legs crossed. And he's trying to crawl towards him with his legs crossed. So obviously he's off balance. Mm-hmm. And he fucking slips and tries to put his hand on the wall. And they just shoot him.
Yeah.
Just empty a clip into him.
Yeah, I have seen it. It's an older video. I must have seen it a while back now, but I know the one you're talking about, John, and it is awful. I seem to remember them being like lift yourself. It was like arms behind your back, cross legs, and it was like kneel up. And the guy was like, how am I supposed to kneel? Yeah. I challenge anybody to lie on the floor with their arms crossed behind their back, their legs crossed, and try and get up onto their knees. And I remember because he slipped.
Yeah.
He basically put his arm out to stop himself from hitting his face. And as soon as he did that, they just shot him.
Yeah.
Madness, right. Isn't it?
He was crying while he was doing it, mate.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really horrible video.
Serious, serious fucking... Because what it is, there's a lot of dumb people in the world, and a lot of those dumb people grow up to be cops who fucking get too much power, abuse it, and they've just got no... They take a life like... They just... Do you know what I mean? There's three guys with guns pointed at one dude who's obviously shitting himself. How is that a threat?
Yeah, you would have to cover you and just get him to lie down, hands behind your back, then just...
That's it, Alex, isn't it? Is that you'd use common sense, and I know that you've got to be careful, but I've seen the video, and you can tell that bloke isn't particularly threatening.
No.
You can tell that he's all right. You just need... And this is the thing with America, is that a cop has... I've probably said this to you before, but... A police officer's mindset in America, every single time he goes into a situation, is this person could have a gun and could shoot me.
Yeah,
and that's the difference with America to the UK is that when a cop going up to a situation in the UK, the worst case scenario is that they might have a knife, perhaps.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? And they are equipped to deal with that with tasers and stuff. But in America. They're going up to cars, they're going up to people, and they are fully expecting them to have weapons because in certain states especially, like 9 times out of 10, they are going to have a weapon.
Yeah.
And that's why they do stupid shit like that. And
madness.
Poor bloke.
Absolute madness. So are you ready for the first news story?
Yes.
Go.
So this is in Australia. So police... pull over a trucker who was driving at over 70 miles an hour. When they pulled him over, what do you think the excuse was that he gave?
He was probably getting the blowjob off a hitchhiker because that happens a lot. Paid in full. Shaft and all. Do you know what I'm saying?
Was it something like there was something wrong with his car? And he could only drive at 70 miles an hour? Was it like, if I change down a gear, my car will blow? Or was it like speed?
Yeah. Can't go into 50.
Can't go into 50 like he blew up. Imagine telling the
He was fighting off an eastern brown snake, which is like one of the like an extremely venomous snake.
Within the vehicle.
Within the vehicle, yeah. But the thing is, I'll send you the link to the news story. So he said that every time he tried to move, like to either like brake or anything like that, the snake was like wrapping around his leg, and it was striking the seat in between his legs.
Oh my god!
Yeah. I've sent you the link. You can have a look at it. I was like, that is ridiculous. There's a little video as well, which I haven't watched.
Is he in Australia? He looks like he's in Australia.
Yeah, Queensland.
Yeah, I was going to say that is he's in a U. And he looks like an Aussie man. Oh, it's a brown snake. Oh, bro. Yeah, fair play. I saw a brown snake when I was in Australia. And I reckon I saved someone's life. Because basically, we're in this backpacking place. And you could camp there as well. And in the middle, they had tents. And I saw this snake go into this tent, right? And I had to wait until the fucking people came back and told them that there was a snake in their tent because there was no fucking way I was going to get the snake out myself. They had to get someone in. They have to literally get someone in and remove it or exterminate it or whatever. Same thing with a black widow. Exactly the same shit happened. You see one, you have to tell someone. They have to come and grab it because it will fuck you up.
Ridiculous.
How did he manage to kill the snake?
It was going to strike the middle of you.
I think it's with the. I think he did it with a knife. Was it a knife? I think I read.
What, did he kill it?
Yeah.
He did kill it. Yeah, he stabbed it in the neck. Damn son.
Yeah, despite it, they decided not to fine him for speeding at 76 miles an hour.
Yeah, you're damn right, mate. I was having a fucking David versus Goliath moment, mate.
That was scary. So
but you know, that is the thing, right? Is that he decided not to fine him, which is a completely logical and intelligent thing to do because it was a really exceptional circumstance.
And
in America, they would have shot him.
Yeah. In America, why are you speeding, sir? I got a snake. Bang. That gives a whole new meaning to Trouser Snake, though, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, mate.
How big do you want? It's currently wrapped around the leg. Literally.
Not be interested in living in Australia.
We're going back to America again for this next news story. They found something in Florida, and it was in a pizza parlor's freezer.
You've mentioned Florida, so it could be literally anything.
Is it a severed head?
Yeah, it's either a severed. Is it the mummified body of a Tasmanian devil eating a small child?
No.
Was it frozen pieces of shit?
Was it a man on bath salts?
No. They found a 36 kilogram.
Nelson Mandela.
No, iguana.
What?
A massive iguana. What, as in, I presume dead if it was in a freezer.
Yes, yeah, it was dead.
Would it weigh more because it was frozen? So if you thawed it out, would it be any less?
Does a pint of water weigh more when it's frozen, John?
That's Alex. Yes, I would say so. If I had to guess, is it going to show me the frozen iguana? Because I'm going to be very annoyed if you've sent me this and it doesn't.
No, I don't think it does show you the frozen iguana.
John, it's the same amount of water before and after. It's just frozen.
Yeah, but it's heavier now because it's a solid.
Nope.
Same thing with.
It's the same amount of particles and stuff.
Well, if anything, no, because it traps the air in there. I'd bet it's a bit heavier. I'm going to say it's a bit heavier. Or it would be not as heavy.
No, in fact, ice is lighter than water. Ice is weirdly lighter than water. It is. Of course it is, because you get icebergs and you get ice.
That's because it's more buoyant, because the particles are stretched out more.
The surface area.
Yeah.
Science, bitch. All right, on to the next. Yeah, although impressive, kind of a shit story, really. I mean, how has that made the news?
Well, I mean, were they feeding people the meat or something? Did you say it was a restaurant?
It was a pizza parlour. I think they tried to insinuate that they were feeding
people iguana pieces. Didn't eat iguana.
Yeah,
I don't know what that horrible looking meal at the bottom is when it goes to meal break. And yeah. What?
So. Yeah. The restaurant could not be reached for a comment, but an employee told the South Florida Sun Sentinel that the reptile was given as a personal gift to the owner. It was stored in a separate freezer away from the restaurant's food and was immediately trashed after they were informed it was a violation. I'm sorry. So I've got a couple of issues with this. Firstly, was it given to him at dead, or did he have it and then...
dead iguana.
And also, they weren't aware it was a violation. I'm sorry, I've never run a restaurant or a cafe or a bar or anything, but I would imagine freezing an iguana and putting it in the same building is probably going to be a violation.
Well, yeah. Treated, marinated, they could have had it spicy.
I bet people eat iguanas. Well, I know people eat iguanas. It was on...
Chop it up and use it as like whiskey ice cubes, because it won't dilate the whiskey, but it will be solid blocks of cold.
Dilate the whiskey. Dilute the whiskey.
All right, I've got one final story for you. This one, just I thought I'd add in. It might not be particularly interesting, but if you went playing golf, what would you not expect to see on the 18th hole?
John's mum.
Yeah. Yes.
Not dead. What wouldn't you expect to see on the 18th green?
Yeah.
Fiat Panda.
Two alligators decide to have a brawl on the green of the 18th hole.
But you do get that in America quite often, actually, don't you?
Yeah.
In America. I remember that, I can't remember who it was, but one of the golfers was walking along one of the American golf courses and just walked past an alligator and like just poked it with his golf club.
Mate, this brings me onto a thing. So the person who does my meals, because I'm on like some sort of that strength chef meal I did before. Anyway, her partner, he was a fitness instructor, broke his leg. He's quite a big guy. And I was like, oh yeah, how did he do that? Thinking like he'd done it at the gym or something. Golfing. He broke his leg golfing. I've never heard of anyone breaking their leg.
So after how did you do that?
He slipped and broke his leg. I was like, how has he managed? I was like, how? I said, that is must be a first. I said, who the fuck? Fair enough, if you're getting hit by a golf club, someone's flinging it at your fucking body or something. But no, slipping a golf shot and snapping your fucking, not only his leg, but his ankle as well.
Has he got like brittle bone syndrome or something? Yeah. Because I mean, imagine slipping and breaking your leg. I know that sometimes things can twist or be bent the wrong way or something, but the amount of shit we've done and the lack of broken bones is quite astonishing, to be honest.
Has any of us ever broken a bone? I haven't.
I think I've probably broke a toe. I'm not going to lie. I've backed my toe up pretty good.
I absolutely 100% have broken toes and fingers, especially thumbs playing rugby. I've 100% broken a thumb. I just never got it x-rayed, but I'm fairly sure I have. I broke my collarbone once, but that was when I was like 5, and it was because my dad threw me off a sofa.
Bobby J.
And he didn't send me to hospital. He was like, no, you don't need to go to hospital. And I went to my grandparents' house the following day, and my grandmother was like, he's in quite a lot of pain. I think we should probably take him to hospital. And it turned out I'd broke my collarbone. I don't think Joe's ever broken a bone.
Nah.
Surprisingly.
Thumb. I think he did.
I would have thought he'd have broke his nose at some point just from fucking walking around, mate.
I broke my nose as well. I was on a trampoline with Tom Hargreaves. I was lying down on a trampoline and Tom Hargreaves fell with his knee directly on the bridge of my nose.
Oh,
which was fairly unpleasant.
Oh my.
I'm not sure if Joe's ever broken a bone.
No, I don't think he has. I've never seen him in a cast and I've known him for a long time.
He's certainly never done like a leg or a wrist or anything. I remember we went snowboarding and we were in it was on a dry ski slope in Scotland, weirdly enough, and he fell and he managed to catch, because I don't know if you've ever been on a dry ski slope, but they have like, it's like brushes and it's like shaped in diamonds.
Yes.
And he managed to catch both his, it was weird, mate. Honestly, he fell, he managed to hit the inside of his thumb off the side of his board, which split his thumb open, and he managed to bet both his thumbs inside this surf. And so he ended up having a cast on his wrist. And apparently the hospital had like a special name for it because it was so common. And it was called like, I can't remember what the place was. It was called
Snowboarder's Thumb or some shit.
Yeah, it was that sort of shit, yeah. I don't know if he broke it though. He might have done.
Well, there you go.
There we are.
Yeah, I've never broke a bone. And I'm touching wood.
I'm touching plenty of wood here because we're all going to go and break bones tomorrow, aren't we?
If I broke a bone, mate, you seen that bit in Harry Potter where his arm just goes jelly?
Oh, yeah. No, don't. Oh,
I looked at my arm and it was doing that shit. I'd pass out instantly. 100%.
I've
cut myself open many a time, like, and seen the fat and the bone and stuff in my finger or in my thumb.
Yeah, I did that cutting strawberries on my thumb.
I think seeing a bone go in a different way, like, I can't watch videos where people break bones.
It's horrendous. Some of the gymnastic videos.
I'd rather shit in my own hands and clap twice. I really would not. No. I've come pretty close to breaking my ankle on the trampoline once before. It swelled up.
I was playing football. Excuse me. I was playing an attacking midfielder, and this guy was a centre forward, and we were both chasing after the ball, and I was behind him, probably only about 10 feet behind him, and he just fell over as you normally would do on a football pitch. And he was lying on the ground and lifted his arm up, and it was like a right angle.
Oh, man.
And I, as he fell, I heard this like this really high pitched crack.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was, and then he lifted his hand up, and it was down at a right angle. Oh, it was no. really rather unpleasant, if I'm honest with you. It
was not God, got an extra joint.
yeah. Basically, poor bloke.
Cool. Yeah. So I think it's now time for a Florida man. But we need a date. We need to pick a date.
How about we do like days, like famous days in the year? So if I do like Christmas.
Yeah.
And John, I just said if you do.
Did you say that?
I literally just said I'm doing Christmas.
Oh, well, you do Christmas. I'll do like Valentine's Day. And Alex, if you do.
Easter,
but there's not usually a set date, is there, for Easter?
St. Patrick's Day.
New Year.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, that would be a good one.
Right, mine is. You ready?
Yeah.
Florida man beat ATM. Says it gave him too much cash.
Sorry, say that again.
A Florida man beats ATM, says it gave him too much cash. A 23-year-old Florida man told police he punched an ATM in November because it gave him too much cash. Coca, Florida police charged Michael Joseph Aleski of Merritt Islands on Friday with criminal mischief nearly a month into the investigation of a disturbance at Wells Fargo branch in Cocoa. Bank officials said the attack caused at least £5,000 in damages. Doesn't say how much money it gave him, only that he was angry at the ATM for giving him way too much money and he did not know what to do.
That really shows how fucking loose in the head he is.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I'm not going to lie. He doesn't look too dissimilar to me. Which good. Is... I feel your pain.
I can only imagine how hard he punched it if he caused £5,000 worth of damage.
The screen, maybe?
Well, if he's anything like me.
Yeah, still £5,000, though. You know what I mean? Yeah, of course.
Man went sledge on it.
Wow. Well, do you want to hear mine?
Go on then, yeah.
Florida man who was peeing all over room attacks Good Samaritan who tries to stop him, police say.
Good. Did it say what room it was? I reckon it was a bedroom. What are you saying, John?
It was a bedroom.
I reckon a kitchen.
It was a bedroom. So a drunk Florida man thanked a Good Samaritan who gave him a place to stay when he couldn't get home. And the victim said there was a party downtown on Saturday, blah, 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 blah. The guy called Geib, G-E-I-B. 23, was drunk and didn't know the way to get home and couldn't provide his address. So the victim, like I call him a victim because he's getting pissed on, took him back to his place so he could have a safe place to be. The victim allowed Gibb to sleep in the room and he went to sleep in another room. The morning arose and he went in to find Gibb peeing everywhere in the room.
Now, see, if I lived in America, I'd never, like, let any random person come back to my house. No way. No. You just don't know what you're going to get.
The victim said... He came at me with his penis and attacked me.
Honestly, though, like, if there is a fight ongoing, right, and I'm involved and I don't want to be involved in that fight, I'm just dropping trowel. I'm dropping trousers and I'm going to be stark bollock naked because nobody's going to want to fight me.
I'd fight you.
I mean, if you're pissing all over him.
Yeah, I'd probably just take mine off as well. Fuck it. Let's do this fucking caveman style.
Yeah, right. I've got a few here. So the first one is Florida man caught on camera licking doorbell.
And I've seen that video, I think.
It's a ring.com video.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, a bearded man was caught on camera licking a doorbell in Florida.
Just in the middle of the night, wasn't it?
Just in the middle of the night. Yeah. This is a quote from the homeowner. His name is Jeremy, and he is homeless. He's asked my husband for cigarettes a few times, but now he's coming around way too much. This was the last straw. I've notified the police. he's licking a doorbell. Oh, that's a very unpleasant video. So that's the first one. This one, though. A Florida man becomes impatient on journey to adult bookstore, gets arrested for indecent exposure.
How frustrated do you have to be waiting in a line just to start waving your knob about?
Well, I presume that he was probably going to the adult bookstore to acquire some material for his purposes, for his self-special purposes.
And he just couldn't wait.
And he couldn't wait. He couldn't wait. But I do have a question, though. An adult bookstore?
Yeah.
Come on, we don't have them anymore.
They used to be about. You could see them. They were just black shops. I've never been in one.
This is 2019, though. You don't go to a bookshop, do you?
You get that shit online.
Well, yeah, but you're missing my point, though, because who reads an adult book?
I don't think it actually means adult book. I think it's like porn mags and shit.
Yeah.
I think they go in there and get Harry Potter and the Philosopher of the Stripper or something. Goblet of Fire! It's a complete
Saturday Night Goblet Beaver. Fire.
Yeah, Saturday Night Beaver. Fuck's sake.
The Sperminator 2. The reason why I know all of these videos is actually not the that I've ever seen any of them. There are lyrics in a song. There you go.
There you go.
Okay, now before we go into John's theory of everything, I've watched Zombieaver. Have you guys watched Zombieaver? You have, Will. John, yeah. Have you managed to watch Zombieaver?
After semi skim through, to be honest with you, but I have seen it.
And I'm not going to lie to you.
I just watched the best bits on YouTube.
Yeah, it is just absolutely horrendous. I found it so funny.
So this is what my thoughts were. I thought that it was executed absolutely horrifically, and yeah. I think that the storyline was just really ridiculous.
The
but
ending.
It did have everything. It did have everything that you kind of wanted in a film.
Yeah,
there was peril. There was entertainment. I thought
the bit where she went to suck him off and turned into a beaver, and instead of sucking him off, just bit his knob off.
Yeah, and the bit where they look
somehow
outside.
I knew that was going to be your favourite part of the film, John.
They look outside, and even the bear has turned into a beaver.
They all turn into beavers.
Yeah, I like how intelligent the beavers are. That's another side of the film that I think is quite nice. It's like, they've cut all the phone lines. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, because beavers know how to do that.
I'm shit with scary movies, right? I'm really bad for getting really freaked out and scared by horror and that. And I wasn't by that film, apart from the one bit, right? So the one bit is where he goes up, the guy goes upstairs and goes into the room where the old lady's like dead on the bed. And he's like, oh, damn, or something like that, and then shuts the door. Anyway, she goes upstairs after that guy turns into the beaver thing downstairs. And she goes in the room. The one bit that really, really frightened me was that bit where they're in the room until all she did was just pull out a lock of her hair from behind. That's all she did, just scratched her on the back of the head and took out a lock of her hair.
Yeah, I didn't find it. I think it a little bit comedy. Too ridiculous to be scary, to be honest with you.
It was meant to be a comedy. Yeah. It was created by the same people that do American Pie. It was meant to be so ridiculous that it was funny.
My other
favourite bit was, you know, when the Zombieaver just keeps popping up through the floor.
Yeah.
At different, like, trying to get in. It was almost like that fucking fairground game with the hammer.
Yeah, whack-a-mole.
Kind of whack-a-mole. I was like, I think I quite enjoy that. And when they go into the bathroom, the beaver's just in the bath. I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
How did it get in?
They cut it in half and it's still like wriggling around on the worktop.
Sorry, just to quickly add, I think probably the main issue with the writing of this film is that generally people have sort of like a general idea of what the storyline of a film is going to be. They create characters and they then decide where the story's going. On this film, they clearly created the idea of there being zombie beavers and then wrote a storyline around that premise, which is why it was just the loosest thing I've ever fucking seen. But I've got to be honest with you, I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
Not the worst film I've seen.
Was it looser than Katie Price, would you say? Or
I'm not sure there's such a thing, is there? I'm not sure anything is looser than Katie Price.
So it leads me on to this question then. So if any really fucking shit low budget film, right, which film would you pick to have an unlimited budget for to recreate?
What, a low-budget one that I could recreate?
Yeah, low-budget one you could recreate, but with an infinite budget. You could have as much, you know, CGI and the top actors, everything. Mm.
Mine would have to be ants or a bug's lot. Because real... You know how they keep doing it with fucking, like, The Lion King? They've gone super realistic. Jumanji... Not Jumanji. Although kind of Jumanji. What was the other one that was like Jungle Book? That was it, Jungle Book. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it'd be really fascinating. And then instead of, like, just have David Attenborough narrate over it, maybe. I don't know, something like that. Or Sausage Party. Because that would get freaky.
Yeah, that's not that low budget, though.
The most
that weren't low budget.
Yeah, it's got to be low budget shit film.
It was too much.
So I would say my answer would be Sharknado, because I thought it was one of my favourite ones. I found that very, very ridiculous. Mm. But my main issue is with these films isn't necessarily the production value or how much money's been spent on it. Because you can spend as much money as you want on a film. If it's got a really fucking stinky storyline, it doesn't make a difference. And these films, for me, are hilarious because the writing is so incredibly poor. Mm. And I think you could take Zombieva or Sharknado or any of those type of films and stick millions and millions of pounds behind it, and it's still going to be ridiculous because the topic type is so stupid.
Yeah.
You'd arguably have to rewrite the story completely to actually make it vaguely functioning as a story. But I would say Sharknado if I had to choose one of them, because I did enjoy that film. To be honest with you, I thought it was a good film.
I enjoyed it.
I did. I thought it was a good film.
I would probably go with... Have you seen Anaconda?
I have indeed seen Anaconda. I was quite drunk at the time, but I have seen it.
Yeah, I feel like that.
I think I've seen Anaconda drunk as well.
It's about you have to, don't you? Isn't that part of the contract?
Yeah.
John's just actually thinking about the time that he got smashed and decided to try and masturbate.
Yeah. My Anaconda don't want no. Which brings me to another question. What is the worst thing you've masturbated to?
I don't particularly want to go into this, but does this stem from the story off Reddit?
No.
Have I told you? I think you're sure you've read this story, but I'll tell you this story anyway.
Okay.
So this is something that I read on Reddit, and it was a bloke who was a young teenager, a very young teenager, and his parents was in the front room watching something on television.
Mm. Yeah.
And he snuck through and just sort of had a little look through the... through the door and saw in black and white there were naked bodies, and he said it was the first time it really kind of turned him on a little bit.
Mm. Yeah.
And he saw it and he went upstairs and that was the first time he ever masturbated.
I know where this is going already.
And later on in life, he realized that the first time he ever masturbated was actually to a documentary about the Holocaust.
Yeah, knew that was coming.
And the naked bodies were people who were dumped in pits, effectively.
Yeah. Oh my god! I saw another funny one actually. It was this geezer. It was his most favourite picture of his missus, and it was her ass. And he said he'd used this picture many, many times in his darkest hours of need when she wasn't there and all this shit. And then she was scrolling through his like phone one day after about 5 years. And was like, oh, what's this? And she was like, what? She was like, why have you got a picture of my chin on here? And he was like, he was thinking it was her ass. He thought that he'd sent a picture of an ass pic, and it was actually a double chin. And it was on Reddit, and it killed me, man.
I thought you were going to... I was predicting that you were going to say it was his mum, or it was her mum or something like that. But
no,
chin's a good one.
Chin.
That is incredible.
I'll see if I can find it. I'm a great believer of if you're really that determined, then anything can be used. Basically, you just because if you're using your brain to create life in whatever image you are looking at, then I think you can basically use whatever.
It just depends how dirty your fucking dirty your fucking mind is.
You basically, yeah. Mm.
Right, well, I think after that, I think it's now time for John's theory of everything.
John's theory of everything.
I'll keep it quick and snappy, because you know. Yeah. But in New Zealand, it's illegal to name your children Fish and Chips, Yeah Detroit, Stallion, Twisty Poi, Keenan Got Lucy, and Sex Fruit. Oh no, I think that's two different ones. Keenan Got Lucy and Sex Fruit. However, names like Number 16 Bus Shelter and Violence have been allowed.
Violence. I would love to call my kid Violence.
So, how tall is that? Is that not the best name going?
Weirdly,
I also like Stallion.
Violence, get in here!
So I was having a conversation with someone at work the other day, and we were talking about how words that mean like derogatory things could be used as are actually really good names. So like for a boy, I was like Grave. How good is Grave as a boy's name if it wasn't connected to being a grave?
Grave.
Yeah, I can see it's not the worst name. I can kind of understand where you're coming from. Not what I'll use myself, but
yeah.
Yeah, but this was the thing. So if you could like call like your kids or something that was you know, a derogatory word, what would it be?
Don't want to know what mine would be. I don't know, Alex. If I had to call a kid, what would it be? Slow, I reckon.
Slow. I quite like that. That's good.
Slow.
Okay.
I would call my child Deprivation.
Deprivation. Depi for short.
Depi for short. Depi J.
What's the one in...
Disappointment. Imagine calling your kid Disappointment.
Incredible Disappointment.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What's your son? Disappointment.
Yeah.
An accident. Yeah.
Accident.
It split. Oh, dear. Anyway. Talking about New Zealand, did anyone see in 16 that a octopus successfully escaped its enclosure and ended up getting back into the sea?
I think that's where they got the idea from for the second Finding Dory film, wasn't it?
Was it? I have no idea. But yeah, escaped its enclosure, got back in the sea.
Oh, so nice for the boy.
In 1990, a pilot was sucked out of the cockpit window of a British Airways flight due to the faulty installation of a windshield. A crew member held onto his body until they landed, at which point they discovered he actually survived.
What?
Imagine that. So if that geezer was like, oh, you know what? My arm's hurting. I don't think I can hold onto this geezer anymore. We'll just say his body flew out the window. I'd let go. That geezer would have died 100%, obviously.
He wasn't dead. How high
were
you?
No, I don't know how long it took for them to land. But that's a pretty cool story to tell your kids, isn't it? Yeah, I would have sucked out a window at however high they were.
Well, surely he suffered injury and, yeah,
I reckon
perhaps even life-changing.
I reckon he's... Oh, my God. Will Smith's first name is not William. Do you know what it? Do you want? I can't. I've never even heard of it, and I can see why he's changed it.
Is it Jerome?
Is it Barry?
Is it Jerome? No, Alex. It's not Jerome. It's Willard. His name. That's even better. What's your name? Willard Smith. Will Armard Smith. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Willard.
You can see why Willard. He's changed it.
When a decapitated flatworm regrows its head, the old memories return with it.
Yeah, but it's a worm doesn't have memories, does it?
Yeah, it's a nematode.
Well,
right?
It has instincts. The smell of donuts can increase blood flow to the genitals and stimulate an erection.
Oh, that explains a lot of issues in my life.
That does a lot to me.
Homer Simpson must just be fucking rock hard the whole time.
When you can't see where he's pulling them from when he's eating them, he's actually got them on his dick and he's got like 20 all on.
I've always kind of wanted to play a ring toss. I just think it'd be kind of fun.
Isn't that in a film? What film is that in? I feel like it's in like a crappy
As in, you get a rod on and then get someone to try and throw donuts on them.
Do you know what? I'm not going to go there.
No.
But No, we won't go there.
Have you already done it, John?
No, I've done something similar. Like, sometimes, like, you know, when you, like, wake up with a, I don't know, you wake up with a boner and you go brush your teeth. Like, yeah. I'll take a T-shirt in with me to put on after I brush my teeth, but I just hang it off my knob. or a towel, like, I've got, like, dry my hair with it, I'll put it over and it'll just hang there. Oh, dear. And I'll leave you with this. The US Navy SEALs, the US Navy trains dolphins and sea lions to detect enemy swimmers and underwater mines. They have about 70 dolphins and 30 sea lions.
Yeah, and they during the Second World War, they used to train them to fly to swim underneath U-boats with magnetic bombs on their backs.
And they'd
swim underneath U-boat, German U-boats. The bombs, because they were magnetic, would stick onto the U-boats, and they'd swim away, and then they'd blow them up.
Oh my god! That is a bad man move.
That was the idea. Whether that actually worked properly, I don't know. But that was the idea.
They're pretty intelligent.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you would be able to train them to do it, but whether it was ever done successfully, I don't know.
You reckon once they'd done it, they went, nah.
Yeah, but that's the weird thing is that... So we use sonar, which is what dolphins use, to be able to detect submarines.
Do we use sonar?
Yeah.
Boats do, not humans.
Yeah, not humans.
We've created sonar equipment.
Yeah.
I'm not walking around going...
Yeah, which works on the same principle that what dolphins do. However, there are like U-boats and things like that that are... won't show up on sonar for whatever reason, anti-sonar. However, dolphin sonar can still pick it up.
That's because they've got, like... I'll tell you why this happens. They've got this disc in their head, and they can actually determine, because it's a natural thing for them, they can actually determine what the feedback's coming back. It's not interpreted by maths through a machine. So they realise that there's a slight dudness to the sound.
I can't get over it interpreted, personally.
Fuck off.
You've had a few good ones today, mate. Good job.
Good job.
It's been good. John, are those anal beads hanging up in the background I can see?
Shit. Yeah. I don't know what they are. We're in Jodie's Nan's caravan. I hope not. I've just touched them. Right then. Well, I think we'll leave now, won't we?
Yeah, it's because
a lovely way to end the podcast.
Yeah, it's very emotional. Love you and leave you.
Yeah. Thank you very much for listening, everybody.
Right then, boys. I'm off because I've got a sweaty pit. I'm going to shower and I'm going to go play with a puppy. And that's not an.